AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court is overturning Bill Cosby's sex assault conviction. The 83-year-old was found guilty of drugging and violating Temple University sports administrator Andrea Constan at his suburban Philadelphia home in 2004. But today's ruling is the prosecutor who brought the case was bound by his predecessor's agreement not to charge Cosby, who has served 2 years of his sentence. Four more bodies have been found at the site of the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida. 16 people have died. 147 are missing. Miami-Dade County Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky says the search and rescue work there is an amazing effort.
Very, very difficult situation. But working collaboratively in a group, trying to attain that goal. And that's to save someone's life.
Severe weather is possible in the Miami area in the coming days. A source tells the AP the Trump Organization and the company's longtime finance chief are expected to be charged tomorrow with tax-related crimes. It's part of the investigation into former President Trump's finances. As the wildfire season moves along, President Biden is telling Western governors he wants to take preventative and defensive steps. He wants to make sure seasonal firefighters get an upgrade.
So we made sure seasonal firefighters can stay on the job as long as they're needed this year by allowing them to work beyond their term. And for next year, we're working to make more than of those positions permanent positions.
The president says it's late in the game and they need to play catch up. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the recent incident involving a British destroyer in the Black Sea couldn't have triggered a global conflict even if Russia had sunk the warship, because the West knows it can't win such a war. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is doling out $905 million in infrastructure grants. It includes funding repairs for a cracking bridge in Seattle during a crippling heat wave. This is AP News. The last German and Italian troops have made a low-key return home from Afghanistan.
The withdrawal comes after many other European allies pulled out their troops without much ceremony in recent days and weeks, bringing the Western mission in Afghanistan close to an end as the US's own withdrawal looms. There was no update from NATO on how many nations still have troops in its Resolute Support mission. Germany publicly announced the end of its deployment in a statement and a series of tweets from the defense minister late Tuesday evening, shortly after the last plane carrying its troops had left Afghan airspace. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iraqi security officials say an explosion struck a busy market in Baghdad, wounding at least 9 people. In April, at least 4 people were killed in a car bomb attack in that same area in a densely populated neighborhood. Ed Donahue, AP News.